This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Casabella Home and Interiors.
And music on the half shell tonight, continuing on with the summer concert series. And Kelly Leonard, one of the longtime members of the committee on. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. How are you doing?
We are getting ready for another concert tonight, and this one appears to be a special treat for the Umpqua Valley.
You know, it's one of the things that we've always strived to do at Music on the Half Shell is bring a great eclectic mix, world music, if you will, and tonight is no exception. We have a great artist coming in this evening. Sona Jobarté will be in, and I've been listening to her music all week long, and it is so enjoyable. It is a real treat tonight. You're right.
And coming from West Africa, and in fact, I don't know if you got to see this, but Leslie Stahl of 60 Minutes did a special on her last year. I watched a segment of it. I think there was more that I didn't see, but a very fascinating background and the unique instrument, the kora.
Yes, the kora is an instrument that was new to me, and I've seen some of the video clips. And like I said, I think not only is this going to be musically enchanting, it's just going to be a real interesting lesson for us as we learn about another part of the world, another part of music. It's I'm really looking forward to it. I think everybody else is. I'm down here at the park, and a lot of activity. A lot of people, as I've been waiting here for the last 10 minutes, a lot of people coming in with blankets, and of course, great production crew is getting all the tents up and getting ready for what is going to be a lovely, lovely evening. We've got three more concerts to go.
And, you know, I was looking as well. Sona, also a speaker, international speaker, involved in a lot of education activities and a lot of things. A very diverse person who's just more than a musician.
Exactly. And, you know, she comes from it's not just her. You look at her family history with the kora and all that involves you. And you're right. She is a very well-rounded very interesting person. So I'm looking forward to a good evening.
So the concerts, like you said, three of them left. It's hard to believe we're this far through the summer.
You know what? I checked today, Kyle. It's August 1st. And yes, we are that far away through the summer right now. We've been very fortunate. We've had great crowds here at Music on the Half Shell. We're so thankful to all of our sponsors. You'll see some of them each night on stage being thanked. We're thankful to all of our super vendors that are up top providing food and beverages. And also to our sponsors. Yeah, I mean, not our sponsors, but the people who come every week and participate in passing the baskets. We've had some really fun groups out passing the baskets and out mingling with the crowds, and the crowds have been very generous this year. So I wanted a special shout out to all those people from all those different businesses and individuals who are there passing our orange buckets every week.
Well, obviously, it costs a lot to fund a series like this. I mean, Sona yesterday was in Pennsylvania, and I think they're actually flying out today all over the East Coast last week, now coming out to the West Coast from some dates. You bring out people like that, it costs money. It costs money for all the other behind-the-scenes aspects of it as well. But the community has stepped up for well over three decades in a kind of a unique model to keep a concert series free to those attending.
Well, you're absolutely right. It is, you know, we don't charge ticket prices. It is free to the folks who come every Tuesday night, but it's not free to put on. Artists are doing this to make a living. Our production crews are making a living, so we have to pay them, and that is our budget has grown every year. Thankfully, because of the kind of people that we have in this community, we've got a great volunteer base that helps out and takes part. And without that volunteer base, honestly, we couldn't do it because it is expensive to put these on. So we thank them. And again, we thank all of our sponsors and all of our people who pass buckets and pitch in to make this happen.
And some great options, a lot of different food options if people want to purchase something down there or even bring something from home.
I see a lot of different variations on that theme every week. You see pizza and sushi and Mexican food. And of course, there's all the vendors up top for Mexican food and shaved ice and barbecue. And I'm probably forgetting somebody, but there's a good variety of it.
All right. It's happening tonight, 7 o'clock at the Nichols Band Shell. And then two more concerts after that.
That's right. Well, we've got a great bluegrass group coming in next week, and the week after that we will close the season with a very, very good jazz group. So we're not done yet. So if this is the first time you've heard of Music on the Half Shell, come on tonight. You've got three great shows, and you'll get to see what we're doing here.
All right, Kelly Leonard, down at the Nichols Band Shell at Stewart Park. Kelly, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you, Kyle. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
8:37 at the Morning Report.